broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben. This is amazing. Okay, they've sold the beautiful Makaha Resort to a South Korean company. Sold to KH Group for $20.7 million, 600 acres. And who knows, maybe they'll come in and ask you, you know, to do a little bit of work on the golf course. They say they're going to work with the community, build some affordable homes. So, yeah. Sounds like a real good deal that something's going to be happening. This has been like on sale, for sale. Please buy for so long, and now we've got some direction. Royal Hawaiian Country Club, 849-26-1032. Poipu, lots of groups. The Cornese Group is out. Kim Han Group is out. There's a 10:20, 11 o'clock, 11:20 if you'd like to go out. We want to give you two rounds of golf. Volcano Golf Club is there's an 836, a 918, and a 1010. They are giving you two rounds of golf. Thank you so much for making this possible. And all you have to be is a ninth caller at 808-545-1111. Oh, and yes, by the way, Makaha East, the course sold out. So a lot of people really love the course. Got some great news as well. There's so many things going on. Congratulations, Corey Aride. He won the Maui Open at Dunes of Maui Lani. And Lee Sakugawa was first in the senior flight. He says that course is in excellent, excellent condition. Everyone thanks the sponsors for bringing back the Maui Open. And all the way across our big pond, the little pond, and you played right now, we've got Allison Corpuz tied for fourth. Emily Christine Pedersen and Maha Stark tied with her in that fourth position. This is all going on today in the ISPS Honda World Invitational presented by the Aviv Clinics. Amanda Daugherty is leading. Georgia Hall is tied for second with Pei Yung Chen. And then we have the U.S. Women's Amateur. That's happening in about an hour. They're going to tee off, and we've got the final two groups battling it out. It's a very exciting time in golf, and one of the reasons it's exciting and then it's weird at the same time, but there was a decision on LIV Golf in court, and we're going to welcome into the clubhouse, as we want to welcome you in. Thank you. We're on the radio. We're streaming live around the world. If you'd like to catch us at radiogolfclub.com, you can. The live stream is there. The listen link, and you can also listen on the podcast side. So Bob Herrick's going to be with us in a few minutes to talk about that court decision. Jonathan Wall, managing editor for Equipment Golf Magazine, is in with some latest equipment news. Going to get in shape. Cardio Golf founder Karen Palacios Jensen's going to be with us. The founder and director of the Arya Golf Academy from Uganda is going to be calling in about his academy. It's for juniors, for kids, kind of like a U.S. Kids, only created in Uganda. And he's got the same philosophy. It's really wonderful. And Ron Syrak, Golf Channel contributor, author of Vision 54, the trilogy, including Play Your Best Golf Now. He'll follow it up, and we'll wrap up the show with him. We'll be back after we thank the people who make this show possible.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors. MD Restoration, water, flood water, broken pipe cleanup, call 24/7, licensed contractors too. Raynor Garage Doors, steel, aluminum, and wood, ready to hang or custom made, sales and service, that's Raynor Doors. Aloha Power Equipment's new mega store is now open across from Costco Ibile. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment's Waipahu store, and now in Ibile. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Thank you so much. Bob Herrick is in with us, senior golf writer for Sports Illustrated, author of Tiger and Phil, Golf's Most Fascinating Rivalry. And right now, they're standing on both sides of the controversial LIV situation. Let's bring him right in. Hi, Bob.
Hello, good morning. How are you?
Good, good. It's a hot, still day in Hawaii. So it's probably the same about everywhere on the planet, varying degrees. What's the temperature?
No question.
Yeah, what's the temperature in your home?
I'm in Florida, and it's about 90 degrees and probably about 90% humidity. So, it's this sort of par for the course, I suppose, around the country right now.
Yeah.
Pretty miserable.
Yeah. It's about the same temperature here, or will be. 91 is our forecast. So, Rory McIlroy and Scottie Scheffler, this is the first event of the FedEx Cup playoffs. That's all we'd be talking about normally, and really it's all we should be talking about right now. But there's things that are very interesting around the world. People come up and say to me, what's this, and they have all different ways of saying the word or don't even know what the word is. They just know there's some controversy in golf, and how weird is that? You know, golf is so staid, and everybody knows golf is, usually the controversies in football or baseball or goodness of basketball, soccer, any other sport but golf. But we have all this controversy. I want to start, though, with the FedEx Cup playoffs and the first event with Rory McIlroy and Scottie Scheffler, the world number 1 and 3, not making the cut. That doesn't mean they don't go on, right?
That's correct. Yeah, they, in fact, Scottie Scheffler will probably still likely be number 1 in the points, even though he missed the cut because he had a good enough lead. If Cam Smith were to win, he would pass him, but probably not too many other possibilities of that happening. So he sort of benefits from having had such a great year. He can get away with one here, so to speak.
Yeah.
On the other hand, if he'd have made the cut and done anything, he increases his lead and makes his chances of getting to the Tour Championship in the number one spot all the better.
Exactly.
Of course, when you get to the Tour Championship, it all changes anyway. Any huge lead you had is basically wiped out because of the way they do it. You know, they do that that strokes thing where they give you a set score to start with, and you're really not given much of an advantage, but it's still nice to get there with that advantage, and he's now made that task a little bit harder.
Yeah. It was interesting watching Rory McIlroy and Scottie Scheffler. Somebody said they just couldn't put their game together. What did you think?
Yeah, I mean, look, they were both off since the Open, and there was 3 tournaments in between, and they're not alone. Several players have done that, but it is a little risky, you know, and you try to gauge whether or not you want to be a little sharper going in, but you also know you've got 3 events in a row, and that can, that can take its toll, too. I mean, Tony Finau played 3 in a row, you know, the Open, and then he won the next 2 events and took a week off and now has 3 more in a row. You know, is he going to run out of gas or does he keep the momentum? You know, and in terms of Rory, you know, he had a tough loss at the Open. He even admitted he put the clubs away for 2 weeks. There's probably a little bit of a hangover still from the way that went down and that the fact that he didn't finish that off. That was a tough loss when he didn't do a whole lot wrong. And still wasn't able to add that major title that he really wanted.
Yeah.
He actually admitted he went to London for 2 weeks and, you know, didn't look at his clubs and only kind of got back at it last week. And, you know, there's maybe a little sharpness missing and perhaps still some lingering bad vibes from not pulling that off.
Yeah. It's good to see Colin Morikawa come back. He's tied for 6. He's been kind of off the radar, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. He hasn't won this year, and he's had some ups and downs. And actually, you know, he's a great example of how volatile the playoffs can be. He was number 1 in the points at this time last year. He went into the playoffs number 1. He missed the cut at the first event, which is the one Tony Finau won in New Jersey, and didn't have a great week the next week. And didn't have a good tour championship and tumbled all the way from number 1 to number 24. So, now of course he didn't have as big of a lead going in, but you've got to have some good success this week too if you want to move up in those points. And And he's gotten himself off to a good start, much better than he was a year ago at this time.
Ricky Fowler. He made the playoffs. Is that amazing? That 65. And you tweeted Ricky Fowler's 65 today as the lowest in 2022. Wow. Right?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's to go the whole year and not shoot 65 is kind of probably puts in perspective why he's been struggling. You know, there's enough golf courses that yield 65 that Ricky Fowler should have probably done that 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it took until this event to do it, you know, is a prime indication of why he was struggling to actually get in the spot. And he was 125th, and you know, look, he'd be the first to admit he's fortunate. They, you know, due to the live guys who were in the top 25 but ineligible, they moved them all out, and he wouldn't have made it otherwise.
Yes,
exactly. You know, if live hadn't come along, and those guys were playing, he wasn't really even that close. But they moved six or seven guys out, and he managed to hang on to the last spot, and he's trying to take advantage of it. He shot 65 the first day, and then he was one over par Friday and fell back a good bit, and he's out there today. His chances of moving on to the BMW are pretty remote. I mean, he'd really have to have a great day today and tomorrow, probably finish, you know, fifth or fourth, which he's not done all year, you know, to be able to move on. But this is a bonus. He got another tournament. And my guess is he's got his eye on next season, which, you know, begins next month. And he's going to want to probably get out there and play and try to get off to a good start.
When does the wraparound season end? We're going back to the old way.
Yeah, this fall will be the last time that happens. It'll be a 2022-23 season. And then next year at this time, when the playoffs end in Atlanta, the next 6 weeks, or when they resume, the next 6 weeks will still count toward the 2023 season, but only to try to keep your tour card. The guys who made the playoffs are secure. They won't have to worry about it. Actually, pretty much anybody who's down into like 90th place is going to be secure to keep their card. And then in 2024 at the Century in Maui, that mm-hmm. will be the first tournament of the season. So they're going to have 8 or 9 less tournaments in the tour season in 2024, because they're still going to end. It'll be much more condensed. And in a way, I think that's good, because to make the playoffs, you're going to have to be highly competitive, and there's going to be less events to do it. And so if you don't play well, you might need to add. And I just think, as golf fans, we were always used to the idea of it being a calendar season starting in January. It's awkward, I think, that we don't have a nice kickoff in golf. Every other sport does. I mean, look what's going to happen when the NFL starts. It's a huge deal. You know, Major League Baseball kind of celebrates opening day.
Yes.
You know, but in golf, we don't, you know, it's going to start in Napa in 3 or 4 weeks. And it's like we don't even realize it. So what hopefully will happen is in 2024, when the Century Tournament of Champions becomes the first event, it'll be celebrated as the first event.
That's right.
It's a nice kickoff to the year. It's going to bring together all the champions from 2023. Actually, you know, obviously that'll do that again this coming year. And it's going to have a nice big purse. They've increased the purse, and it'll be celebrated. You know, hey, what a great way to start golf. And we've kind of been missing that the last 10 years or so, when they went to this wraparound schedule, which I understand why they did it. But I think it's been proven that this is going to be a better way to go.
I agree. And some things about golf make it so confusing. Unless you're a numbers person, it's like, you know, the world points, they're changing the ranking formula. It's new again after a 4-year review. There's all these things. They strip you. Have all these points going into the final FedEx. They take that away, and you're only. It's like, wait a second. All right. I kind of like the fact that the new system gives the players rather than the quality of the competitors is a part of it. Gone, as one person wrote, are the arbitrary devices used by the global golf circuits to inflate their importance and prop up events that had long since lost their luster going forward. So an event was given a lot of significance. This event, whatever it was, I don't want to name names, even though it wasn't really important anymore, that garnered you more world ranking points. And now it's going to be more the strength of the field, who's playing in the field, where you'll be awarded world ranking points. Do I understand that?
Yeah, you've got that. I mean, you really do have to get in the weeds with this thing. It's pretty, it's pretty intricate. But that's correct. I mean, if you just go by the winner's points, all right, what they give each week, the majors give 100 points to the winner, and that's going to continue. The Players' Championship gives 80. But let's say a tournament like the, I'll just pick a country, and I don't mean to, disparage anything because
right.
I don't know. I'm not looking at it. But let's just say you take the German Open, okay? That tournament, because it was a country's national open, was played under the banner of the European Tour, they could arbitrarily give the winner and obviously everybody else down more points based on the name of the event. And it wasn't necessarily dispensing points based on who was in the event. So now that's going to change. The points will be based totally on who's in the tournament, everyone. And they've got this thing called, this strokes gained player review that goes over the past 2 years. And what's going to happen is you've already seen it. The points given out at tournaments in many cases is going to decline because there aren't those artificial barriers in there. The PGA Tour has a hefty, amount of points given out this week in Memphis, but the European Tour event is pretty low, and it's actually less than the Corn Ferry Tour event, which is telling.
Mm-hmm.
The PGA Tour's developmental tour is giving more points than the European Tour, the DP World Tour, which is typically deemed on a higher level. So you're going to see that happen a bunch now, and it'll be harder to make your way. It's very, I don't want to say biased. It's not biased. It's just how it is. But the PGA Tour will benefit from this greatly. The other tours around the world, it'll be harder to make it up into the world rankings with it, in those tours, the Asian Tour, for example, the Australasian Tour. Those events are going to probably get less points, and those players are going to have to really, really perform well there, or they're going to have to perform well when they come over to the PGA Tour where more points are available.
Yeah. Speaking of, world golf ranking, the LIV Tour wants to get ranking points so that their players can then play in, let's say, the majors, if the majors like Augusta National wants them to be playing in their event. All of this is, who knows. So with the LIV Tour and this latest ruling by the judge saying those three players who thought that they needed to have some, relief from this oppressive PGA Tour ruling that they can't play because they violated their contract and went over to play for LIV. And she kind of agreed, you're not hurting. It's not like you got hurt. You're being financially rewarded, probably more so given your status on the PGA Tour on this LIV golf. So no. But there is going to be this big, I guess it's going to be a long, drawn-out court battle over whether or not the PGA Tour is involved in a business, trying to be the only business and putting this LIV golf group in a situation where they can't do business. How long do you think this court battle will go on?
If they don't settle, it's going to be a while. The judge set the initial court date for next September and noted that many times things get delayed for various reasons and that, you know, her court schedule is booked. You know, these things get pushed out. And so, yeah, it could be a while. And if there is no settlement, then, you know, the fear is that this slow trickle of players will keep occurring over to LIV, which, you know, from where my sense of it, I sort of think they probably need to sit down and try to figure something out, because no matter what you say, you know, even the people who absolutely hate LIV, and I understand it, there's a lot of things to not like about it. There are a lot of good players over there, and to not account for them in the world, just because they're playing somewhere else, sort of will kind of render to me the world rankings, not as legitimate.
Yep.
You know, now listen, they do have a process they have to go through to get points, and I don't think they should speed that up. That's perfectly fine to wait and vet it. But, even some of the names in there that you don't recognize are, you know, worldwide players, top 200, top 300. I mean, let's not, you know, step back from that. The 200th best at something in all of the world, like, they need to be accounted for. And if we're not, then that makes the other ranking, not as viable to me. And this latest thing with the rankings actually goes into Liv's hands. Now, it was not done with this intention. This has been in the works for years, as you noted. But it's going to make all the power with the PGA Tour even more. It makes it the place that you have to play. And so if they want to argue that they've kind of like made it that you that's a monopoly or whatever they're suggesting, right, antitrust, that's a point in their favor. But what the judge said the other day also made a lot of sense. To go into court and suggest that you're getting hurt financially when they are being offered multi-millions to jump over to LIV, you know, it was sort of, I thought they argued the wrong point. The point is by not being allowed to compete in the FedEx Cup playoffs, you miss out, and which they qualified for, by the way. Those three guys, despite not having played tour events for two months, all had played 15 events, and all had earned enough points to be in the top 125. In fact, they're much higher than that. They were all like in the top 60 and 70. And Taylor Gooch would have almost been a slam dunk to get to Atlanta for the Tour Championship. So what the argument should have been, by getting to the Tour Championship, they would get in three majors next year. And even if they rule in their favor down the road, you can't go back and replace getting to play in the majors. There's no monetary value you can assign to that necessarily, because you don't know what they're going to do. You don't know what it means. But obviously, it's a huge deal to get to play in the majors. So that I was sort of surprised that the LIV, or the player's attorney who's hired by LIV, didn't go down that path. Like, didn't hammer that home. These three tournaments are a chance to get in the majors. It's prestige over money.
Yep.
And now, you know, that's an avenue shut off to them.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more on that one. It was ludicrous. Like, say what? And she even picked up on that. It was like, come on. You know, you're not going to get hurt financially. This is a temporary restraint. Yeah, never mind. Bob Herrig, senior golf writer, Sports Illustrated, author Tiger and Phil, Golf's Most Fascinating Rivalry. Next time you're on, and you'll have to let me know when that can be, we need to take apart this Tiger and Phil, the opposing sides, that their personalities, Tiger against this separationist LIV golf, and obviously Phil so much in favor of it. It's just an interesting dichotomy between these two guys, you know, who have played this sport. It's just odd. The whole thing is so strange. They've just moved away from history. And I guess, it's a natural progression. Don't know. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it.
They they definitely are on opposite ends, that is for sure, of this one. And, you know, I had sort of thought that they might have, you know, towards the end of their careers, becoming a little closer and more conciliatory towards each other. And clearly they've gone the other way now with, yes, with this issue.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I look forward to talking with you again. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
You too. Aloha. We're coming back. We're going to get into the equipment world. Jonathan Wall, Managing Editor, Equipment, Golf Magazine, golf.com. He was with the PGA Tour Equipment Editor before that. He'll be with us right after. We thank the people who make this show possible.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Evilay. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Evilay parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all.
Aloha.
Waipahu and now Evilay.
Power Equipment.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
And want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
You want a new home, but what do you need first? Call Cross Country Mortgage. Great customer service. They're your personal mortgage lender. Getting pre-approved is the key to being prepared to get the home you want. Cross Country offers a wide range of loans. Our Hawaii savvy real estate lenders help your loan go smoothly. Call Derek at 808-445-4038. Experience mortgage made easy. Cross Country Mortgage, 808-445-4038.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Hey, Jonathan Wall, Managing Editor, Equipment, Golf Magazine. It's golf.com. Wall to Wall is the name of his column, and it's really cool. He's got this great column about Tony Finau and his grips. And I think this is a really important thing for everybody to get about your grip. But before, Jonathan, welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, Danielle. Thanks again for having me on.
Absolutely. I am curious about one thing. You probably heard us talking about LIV. Are all the equipment companies and their representatives with those equipment trucks that are all over, you lived in that world. Are they there for the LIV golf tournaments for their players?
No, right now we're kind of in a wait-and-see period with all the manufacturers. LIV actually hired a crew to come out and help service the players' golf clubs during the week of LIV tournaments. But it's a group that is working independently, so they have no affiliation to any of the manufacturers. And that's, you know, they're having to acquire equipment to make sure guys have what they need or what they might need for the week. But, yeah, it's again, wait-and-see mode right now. None of the manufacturers want to be the first one to make a move. I think eventually one of them will. But everybody still is aligning right now with the PGA Tour. I was in Memphis this week, and all the trucks were there, and had a chance to talk to everybody, and nobody really wants to say one way or the other if they're going to be the first one to go. And I think it's just like a lot of things right now with LIV and the PGA Tour. We're not quite sure what the future holds for the Tour and for LIV. And I think, you know, the manufacturers are a little bit hesitant to try and go all in on LIV just simply because they've been with the Tour for so long. They're just worried that if they do make the jump, is that going to affect or jeopardize their relationship with the PGA Tour, their access to the PGA Tour? There's a lot of things nobody really knows for sure right now. So, yeah, definitely waiting and seeing, and nobody really wanting to comment at the moment.
Wow. I had a feeling. Before we go to Tony's grips, the robo test on rusty wedges, Do rusty wedges actually give you more spin?
Well, you know, as much as I would love to tell you, Danielle, that, you know, having a rusty wedge does give you more spin, I think for years, if you go back, maybe even like a decade or more, there was a time where having a rusty wedge, and the reason why the wedge rusts is because when you have the carbon steel that a lot of these wedges are made out of, a lot of the wedges have a plated finish. It's a nickel chrome plating that's added to the head. And what that does is it allows the wedge to play in all kinds of conditions, wet, dry, sandy, and you're not going to get any sort of rust buildup on your wedges. Now, there are some tour pros that love a rusty wedge. And so for years, when the grooves weren't as great as they are now, they would have a little bit of rust on a wedge that wasn't plated. And by doing that, you could get a little bit more spin around the greens. Now, today's wedges, the geometry of the grooves are so good that we found out by testing plated versus rusty, there is no difference in spin.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's a little bit of a buzzkill for some people, but, yeah, if you are somebody that likes a rusty wedge, you know, some of the differences, too, are going up with a rusty version. It's going to have a patina finish, which is going to be kind of glare resistant, so it's not going to be as bright when you put it down at a dress. A lot of tour pros really like that. I can think of a majority of guys that really like to use a non-plated wedge. But again, it might look cool. It might make you feel like a tour pro, but it's not going to give you any sort of performance benefits when it comes to spin.
That's good. Well, for the guy who's using a rusty wedge, at least he knows he doesn't have to go out and buy a new one.
Exactly. Now, the one thing that I will point out about the rusty wedges is when you don't have the plated finish on the face, the grooves are going to wear out faster.
Oh.
So it might have a softer feel to the wedge, which is true. That's something that a lot of golfers will notice with the rusty version. But because it doesn't have a plating on there, those grooves are going to wear down a lot quicker. So it's one of the things that you also have to consider is, are you okay buying? Let's say you play a lot of golf, you might have to change out your wedges, you know, every year or two. So it's just something to consider when you're looking at wedges, not so much just the bounce and a lot of other, you know, things that you need to consider, but also, do you want to go plated? Do you want to go non-plated? And, you know, most manufacturers nowadays offer both options. So it's just, do you want to pay more for wedges more often, or do you want to find a wedge that's going to last a little bit longer?
Isn't this cool? This is Jonathan Wall. He's a golf.com managing editor equipment, and you can find his column at golf.com. It's Wall to Wall. I mean, it's awesome. All right. So, yeah, I didn't think about Tony being, like, tall enough, as you put it, to dunk flat-footed and easily palm a basketball with his massive mitts. he's 6'4"? That is tall for a golfer, isn't it?
It is. It's on the taller side. I mean, I was saying, of the established pros, he is probably the tallest. I'm 6'5", but He's got some big hands. I spent some time with him a few months ago in Phoenix at Ping headquarters, and we were talking about his equipment, and I was like, man, he has some big hands, but the size of his grips was what really blew me away. It is by far nobody close, with the exception of Bubba Watson, who's, you know, now not going to be playing on tour because he's going to live. But, you know, Tony Finau far and away has the largest grips I've ever seen. They are massive. There's 13 tape wraps on the bottom hand, meaning the lower half of the grip, and then there's 12 on the upper hand. So if you were to go and take a look at your grips and look at it, it has what they call a tapered look to the grip, which means it's going to be a little bit thicker and wider at the top, and as it goes down closer towards the steel,
yeah,
it gets a little bit narrower. Most grips have that. Tony's do not. They have a very constant width in diameter throughout, and the reason he likes it is he kind of wants it to feel a little bit like a tennis grip, where there isn't any sort of tapering whatsoever. And he said for him, that lower hand, he doesn't want to ever feel like it's going to fall off the golf club. So by going to this larger grip with, I mean, it's a total of 25 wraps, which is just mind-blowing. When I posted a picture of these grips online, people were just blown away by how large they were. You know, and some people actually asked, you know, okay, Tony has big grips, so why doesn't he just use a jumbo grip? Bryson DeChambeau uses a Jumbo Max, and his grip is massive. And one of the reasons why Tony does it is for the same reason that Bubba did it, was he likes to have a really firm feel on the grip. And so by adding all those tape wraps underneath the rubber, while it's a massive undertaking for Ping to have to do when Tony wants to have his entire grip redone, not just the tape wraps, but the rubber as well, it stretches out that rubber, adding all that tape underneath. So it's going to make it feel really firm because that rubber is stretching out. And, you know, again, it's just one of those things that Tony likes and prefers, and it's why he would rather use that versus a jumbo size grip, which is going to probably have a pretty similar diameter to it than his current grip that he has, but it's going to feel a lot squishier in his hands.
Did you say two guys need to do it when he wants them completely changed?
Yeah, that's the other thing, too. It's two guys, and it takes them a couple of hours to complete them. And it seems, you know, you go, well, 2 hours to complete a set of grips, two guys. I mean, isn't that what most, I mean, no. It usually, for the average tour tech, is going to take them, you know, maybe 30 minutes or so to do a full regrip. But they said if they can at least salvage the tape underneath, it makes redoing his grips very easy. But if they have to redo the tape as well, then it becomes a painstaking process. And that's where it comes down to, you got to have two guys, and it's going to take a couple of hours to complete.
Wow. Oh, dear. He's wonderful. I love watching him play, but I had no idea that this story about how Tony Finau marks his golf balls is priceless. This is... And, you know, if one mark isn't doing that well, he'll switch out the ball that has a different ball mark. we have to explain that. It's just...
Yeah.
Please tell the story.
It's one of the funnier ones that I've heard. So Tony has a gaggle of kids. And he gets, you know, he said one of the ways that he gets them all involved is he puts their initials on his golf ball. Well, he has, I think he's up to five kids now, but you know, the thing about it is it's tough to put all your kids' initials all over your golf ball. It starts to look like graffiti all over your ball. So he switches off, but he plays the hot hand, meaning if he has a couple of bogeys with one of his kids' names, you know, let's say his son, Tony Jr., If he makes a bogey or two on a couple of holes, well, Tony Jr. gets yanked from the rotation, and he might put Nini or one of his other kids, he might put their initials on the golf ball, and he even admitted it after his second of the back-to-back wins. He said, you know, I've one of my kids, their initials were on the ball when I made that last putt on 18, so they're going to get the call from a next start, but there's no guarantee that they're going to be on there for, you know, for more than a couple of holes. So yeah, that, you know, parents don't play favorites, or, you know, Tony at least said that he doesn't, but when it comes to on the golf course, he totally admitted that he plays favorites with his kids, and he said the kids get into it too. You know, he always says who wants to make a birdie, who wants to make an eagle, and the kids get really pumped, and he plays that game a little bit with his caddy too. So just a fun way to kind of keep the rounds light and also kind of keep his kids, you know, front of mind. But yeah, that was a first for me, some a tour pro saying, you know, I'm going to roll with the hot hand. Whichever one of my kids is working for me, that's the one that's going to get the call on my golf ball.
Yeah, this is the quote. If Sienna V, for instance, her initials are on the ball. If Sienna V is performing well, I'll keep her in. But if she wants to go on vacation or hang out on the beach, if she goes in the sand or likes to go swim, I'll switch her out.
It is such a great quote. I mean, as you mentioned, Tony is a great guy. I love talking equipment with him, or just talking sports in general. But yeah, he always has a great sense of humor. And I was hoping when I put that quote in there that people weren't going to be like, his kids playing at the beach and swimming in the pool. It's like, no, his golf ball with his daughter's initials on it is in the bunker, or it ends up in the water hazard. So, yeah, he does have a great sense of humor. And again, it's a fun way to just keep things light and also just remember his kids.
Okay. I want to wrap it up here with one other story. And Wall to Wall, this is Jonathan Wall, golf.com. Go there and find his column, because they're just wonderful stories and wonderful pieces of information that you can use for your game. Why more golfers should subscribe to Rory McIlroy's latest gear change. Do you remember when he signed with, was it Nike? $10 million, and it was like massive.
Oh, you're missing a zero there, Danielle.
Oh.
$100 million.
Oops. Oh, yes. Okay. Remember that? $100 million.
You and I can split that other $90 million, and Rory can have the 10.
So, what is his latest gear change?
Yeah, so I was standing next to Rory's caddy, Harry Diamond, this week when I was in Memphis, and Rory was on the putting green, didn't want to bother him, and so I asked Harry if Rory had made any equipment changes recently. And, you know, Rory talked about in his pre-tournament press conference after his tough week at the Open Championship, he took 2 straight weeks off, didn't touch a golf club, said he didn't eat a vegetable. It just had, you know, kind of trying to you know, forget about a tough week at the Open when I think a lot of people were expecting him to win.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he just ran into Cam Smith. And so, you know, I didn't expect Rory to make any changes. But one of the ones that Harry mentioned, in addition to a change to his 3-wood, was he added a new 58-degree wedge. Now, Rory's played a 58-degree in the past. It's a TaylorMade MG3 wedge. And like we talked about with the rusty versus plated, Rory uses a raw, non-plated version of the MG3, so it has a bit of that patina finish and a little bit more rust on it. But the interesting thing was, Harry told me that throughout the year, Rory will change the bounce on his wedges. And without getting too technical, depending on the course conditions that you play, you might want to use a wedge with more bounce or less bounce. Now, some wedges have a number below the loft, so it might say, in Rory's case, 58-11. Now, the 58 is the degrees. That's the loft of the wedge. Now, the 11 is the bounce. So the higher the bounce on that wedge, the more the leading edge of that club is going to be raised up from the turf. And if you're a golfer that plays on really soft conditions, and it rained a lot in Memphis this week, or you're a golfer that maybe struggles with contact, a higher bounce number, so an 11 in Rory's case, would be good. Harry even said that Rory at some points this year was using 14 degrees of bounce, which is a lot of bounce for a tour pro, because a lot of golfers think, well, these guys are so good, they're playing low bounce wedges with that leading edge really tight to the turf, which is true. He played 7 degrees at the Open Championship. But with Rory getting back to Bermuda grass that's stickier with the wet conditions, he went up in bounce. And one of the things that I pointed out that regular golfers can learn from Rory is that bounce is your friend. You know, I think a lot of golfers tend to look at what's going on the PGA Tour and think, well, low bounce is what I should be playing. But a majority of weekend golfers don't have the hands to manipulate the club through impact consistently and nip that golf ball off the turf. So more bounce is what you should be doing. And I likened it to bumpers at a bowling alley. If you have more bounce, it's going to allow that club to get through the ground and not dig. And it's going to allow you to get the ball up and out cleanly, which is what a lot of golfers need. Even if you're not getting it close to the hole, at least you're keeping it on the putting surface instead of blading it or chunking it, which is what a lot of us are really dreading. So that was one of the things that I said golfers could learn about, is embrace what Rory is doing, use more bounce in your wedges, and also get rid of that 60-degree wedge in your bag and look at using a 58. You know, we always talk about pros using the 60-degree for the mega flop shot that we saw Phil Mickelson do,
yeah,
and a lot of other tour pros. 58 is a great in-between if you still want to use a lob wedge. It has a little bit less loft, so you're able to still kind of get some of those high shots if you need to, but you're going to be squaring the face up more and trying to hit them, and it allows you to actually execute more pitch and chip shots with a 58 versus a 60. So it's just a more versatile club. Most golfers, I would contend, don't need a 60 in their bag because they're not going to use it that often. They're not going to use it on full shots. It's a struggle to use on shots around the green with additional loft because it's bringing that leading edge into play a lot more. So consider doing what Rory's doing. Go with more bounce. Go with a little less loft, like a 58 degree if you still want a lob wedge, and you're going to see your score start to drop because you're not going to be having those chunks and bladed shots around the green that you're used to seeing.
Jonathan Wall, you rock. Managing editor, Equipment Golf Magazine, golf.com. You'll find his column at Wall to Wall. That is, you'll find it at golf.com. It's called Wall to Wall. Thanks so much for being on the show, Jonathan.
Thanks again, Danielle. I also appreciate it.
Absolutely. Anytime. Aloha. Going to come back. Karen Palacios Jensen, cardiogolf.com. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Are you ready to take your game to the next level? Own the simulators the pros use. The award-winning Golf Zone simulators are now available in Hawaii. Automatic ball return and tee up, 5 different hitting surfaces, 200 courses worldwide, and a moving dual plate floor system with worldwide internet connectivity. To get yours, contact Dan at Indoor Birdie Hawaii, 808-635-3989.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
So, how have your investments done lately?
Well, my house has certainly appreciated a lot in the last few years.
How do you invest in that?
I put a new Rainer garage door on last year, made it beautiful, and I know I'll get my money when I sell my home. According to all reports, garage doors rank as one of the best improvements for both selling your home faster and getting back your entire investment.
What about cost today?
Rainer doors have never been a better investment. My door is quieter, stronger, safer, and it transformed the look of my house. Better yet, I added value to my home at the same time, and with inflation the way it is, I know everything will be a lot more expensive next year. So now was the perfect time to buy a Rainer door.
Call Rainer now for your stunning new door. Visit HawaiiDoor.com or call 808-732-8860.
That's HawaiiDoor.com, 808-732-8860.
You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at SIPAC is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets. With the serenity that comes from having SIPAC watching your network and infrastructure, you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at cypac.com. That's CYPAC.com.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Karen Palacios Jensen, CardioGolf.com. Cardio Golf and Cardio Golf TV creator, LPGA master teaching professional, and the lead instructor for Golf Channel, Golf Digest Top 50 Best Golf Fitness Trainer, and the only LPGA professional on that list. Welcome into the clubhouse. You're amazing.
Oh, thanks for having me. I always appreciate coming on, and I love listening to all the guests on your show, too. I learn a lot. I learned about bounce. That was awesome.
Awesome. Good. I'm so glad. You retweeted a photo of Seve this week.
Hero.
Yes. He's in the bushes. They seem waist high, dense as all get out. A lot of leaf cover under that brush, too. And I was taken by his laser focus on the ball, the position of his head, his shoulders, his hips. Wow, that was an amazing shot. What were you trying to convey with that?
You know, so first of all, I'm just a big fan of Seve, and I follow his son, Javier. And Javier is trying to keep, you know, Seve's legacy alive. So every time I see a picture of him, I like to retweet it just to remind us of Seve, and he's such a great player. But, you know, we all hit it in the trees. And that's golf. You got to go hit it again. So, you know, don't be upset. Just make it a challenge and try to get it back in the fairway. And, you know, he was the king of getting it out of the bushes.
Yes, well, it was a great shot. And just seeing his focus, you know, it was beautiful. So I'm taken by the 30 day, the Cardio Golf 30-Day Challenge. And it's pretty simple. Tell us about it.
Well, so it's a challenge that I created, and you can go to cardiogolf.com, start a free trial, and you can do it for 30 days. So basically what we're doing is we are rehearsing the swing and different parts of the swing for 30 days. We're going to put the swing together. So imagine if you spent 5 minutes, and that's all it takes, 5 minutes every day, working on a certain part of the game, perfecting that motion so that the next day you didn't have to think about it and you could work on something else, and we build every day. After 30 days, you would have a pretty fluid motion. I guarantee most people of a certain handicap haven't like actually touched the club for 30 days in a row. And if you're just practicing your grip, your setup, and you get that ingrained into your body, when you go practice and play for real, you don't have to think about those things. And then you can think about, you know, creating shots or working on your mental game or trying to hit it farther. So that's what the 30-day challenge is. It helps beginners all the way to veterans, just reminders about the fundamentals of the game. And if you perfect those, and it's easier to do off the course because that way you can actually make a change and not worry where the ball is going, then when you go play or practice, those fundamentals will be ingrained and you'll be able to play more fluidly.
That's wonderful. And it's, you're right. I mean, just 5 minutes every day, holding the club, touching the club, swinging the club, rather. So we go to the cardiogolf.com and just click on 30-day challenge?
Right, yeah. Start a free trial, and then you go to the 30-day challenge. And the first day, we work on the grip. And, you know, and these things are kind of boring. I try to make them as exciting as possible. But if you just work on it 5 minutes every day, making sure you have the grip in a neutral position, it's good to have a good grip. And then the next day, we work on the grip pressure. Then the next day, we work on making sure that your club face is square. And then the next day, we work on the setup. So we build every day. So by the end of the 30 days, you're not thinking about your grip. You're thinking about, you know, making a nice pass through the ball, working on your club head speed, working on squaring the club face.
Are you working on posture and body positioning as well?
Absolutely. Yeah, so every day. So it's for 30 days. I give you a break on the weekend. and there's exercise for every position of the golf swing, starting with the grip, the setup, ball position, body position, how you shift your weight, how you hinge your wrist, how you square the club face. So, you know, you can't think about these things all at one time, but if you just work on one thing at a time, perfect that motion, then you can move on to the next move and you don't have to think about it. And then after a while, it all becomes a fluid motion and it becomes natural, so you'll have more confidence.
Karen Palacios Jensen is LPGA Master Teaching Professional. Cardio Golf is her creation, and cardiogolf.com is where you go. As a master teaching professional, you come across so many people with different kinds of issues, whether it's a hip problem or knees or a shoulder, all the different parts of the body. How if somebody's out there thinking, you know, I can't play golf anymore because I've got X, Y, and Z, do you have something in your cardio golf toolbox that you could help people with?
Yes, absolutely. So in cardio golf is just a name that I created to just show people that it's fitness and golf at the same time. So you can go in there, and I have pre-round warm-up routines which help people loosen up their muscles so they're prepared to play. I have post-round stretches. I have workouts to help you build your strength. I have low-impact workouts for people that have joint problems. I have higher-impact workouts for people who, you know, want to get a really good workout. So it's not just for golfers. So there's something in there for everyone. But it's really important to understand that, first of all, you have to know what your issues are, your physical limitations. And then if there's any way to improve those limitations, you want to do that. But if there's not, then you can work around those. So golf is simply knowing how the club face hits the ball. So if for some reason you can't turn that well and you're going to come over the top all the time, you can try as hard as you want to, you know, hit a draw, but maybe you're not going to be able to do that. So then you'd want to adjust your setup, your grip, to help you hit a straighter shot with that same move that you're making. So it's, first of all, it's important to see a golf professional to help you do that. But, you know, once you know whatever your limitations are, then, you know, it's not so upsetting and you're not trying something new every day. You just determine what you can and cannot do, and then you work with your swing from there. And a lot of the times, it's just adjusting people's grips, their setups, and then letting their whatever their body can do, it can do. But if you're set up correctly with a good grip or adjusting for whatever swing fault you have, you can make it work.
It's awesome. You make it sound so easy. Olympic gold medalist Dan Jensen is Karen's husband, and he uses her exercise program and her exercise aids. It's all at cardiogolf.com. Karen Palacios Jensen, thank you so much for being on the show. It's always so, you invigorate me. You've got this personality that's infectious. Thank you so much.
Yeah, great. Well, thanks for having me, and I'll talk to you next time.
Absolutely fabulous. And I'm looking forward to doing the Cardio Golf Challenge. It's a free trial, the Cardio Golf 30-Day Challenge. Go to cardiogolf.com. My name is Danielle Tucker, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Ibilay. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Ibilay parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all. Aloha. Waipahu and now Ibilay.
Power Equipment.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. Are you ready to take your game to the next level? Own the simulators the pros use. The award-winning Golf Zone simulators are now available in Hawaii. Automatic ball return and tee up. 5 different hitting surfaces, 200 courses worldwide, and a moving dual plate floor system with worldwide internet connectivity. To get yours, contact Dan at Indoor Birdie Hawaii, 808-635-3989.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
You want a new home, but what do you need first? Call Cross Country Mortgage. Great customer service. They're your personal mortgage lender. Getting pre-approved is the key to being prepared to get the home you want. Cross Country offers a wide range of loans. Our Hawaii's savvy real estate lenders help your loan go smoothly. Call Derek at 808-445-4038. Experience mortgage made easy. Cross Country Mortgage, 808-445-4038.
K-O-R-L, Y-N-I, Honolulu. Okay, let's say that you'd like to go to the Big Island and you'd like to play 2 rounds of golf at the fabulous golf course. It's the Volcano Golf Course. Or you'd like to give somebody on the Big Island 2 rounds of golf to the Volcano Golf Course because they love the Big Island and playing golf on the Big Island. You get my drift. All you have to do is call our number. It's 808-545-1111. 808-545-1111. Dial it.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Isaiah Memzege, founder of Ariyeya Golf Academy. He's calling in from Uganda, and I'm not sure that I've pronounced his name right. Welcome in, Isaiah.
Thank you so much, Danielle Tucker, for really inviting me to be on this very
I'm very much excited to speak to the world about Uganda and what our Fair Golf Academy is really trying to do in Uganda to promote a game of golf in pursuit of diversity, inclusion, and equity.
Now, how do you pronounce your golf academy?
Afriya Golf Academy. So the name actually comes up from the continent of Africa. So A-F-R-I-Y-E-A, Afriya,
Afriya
Golf Academy.
Excellent. Afriya Golf Academy. You've introduced golf to over 350 children already. That's a lot of kids.
Yeah, sure. That's already a good number of kids. But we hope we can match do more than that, because we have introduced a number of very innovative ways on how we can introduce more people into the game of golf. Because if you look into the country of Uganda, whereby we have a population of over 43 million right now, only 0.002% plays golf, meaning there are so many people who would love to play golf, but they don't have access to the game of golf, because still a game that is being played by the corporates and the people who earn much money. So the underprivileged people aren't having an opportunity to play the game of golf.
I liked an article that was written about your academy, and it starts like this. Thomas Jefferson famously stated that a person of any age should devote at least 2 hours per day to exercise, as a strong body makes the mind strong. This is even truer when it comes to children. Not only do children's sports keep young bodies strong, but also they help growing minds. You are in Fort Portal, is that correct?
Yeah, that's very correct. Fort Portal Tourism, it's the only tourism city in Uganda, yes.
Yes, and so you talk about the exact same things we talk about in First Tee, for instance, or in any of the youth programs, because golf teaches math, analytical thinking, problem solving, discipline, honesty, accountability, teamwork, among other things, and that's what you're trying to do, instill that in your children.
Yes, yeah, that's exactly what we are trying to do in Uganda. But of course, our development mode of Afriya might be quite different from the one of the First Tee in the U.S. But of course, we all look at the game of golf to be like trying to help people all have the same discipline, to have the same respect for the game of golf. But of course, outside the game of golf, the game can teach us how to behave even in our society. So that's what we're trying to do at Afriya Golf Academy. And we have tried. Yes, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I interrupted you.
Yeah, so as Afriya Golf Academy in Uganda, we have tried to make sure like we enable people from different walks of life to enjoy the game of golf by going through programs like school golf program, by going to the community golf program, by going and introducing golf to the disabled people, by introducing more girls into the game of golf. So all these categories of people who have been so much marginalized have been brought now to have access to the game of golf. Afriya has actually tried to work with different golf clubs in Uganda and some golf clubs actually outside of Uganda to enable, like, we try to make sure, like, we give the right training to the kids and to the adults of Uganda.
In Uganda, the impact that your program, your mission with the children, what kinds of things have you noticed so far?
We have really tried to make a big impact. We have tried to enable more than 20 kids to actually get some scholarship to further their education and golf skills. So that's something we feel proud of, because education is something that's very expensive. So by connecting the game of golf to education, life skills, environmental sustainability, has tried to bring us closer to other learning institutions, which we have tried to have partnerships with. And this has also created this partnership that has given opportunity to some of the top players in the academy to have these scholarships. So we have enabled more than 2 students to go on the further education actually in the U.S., and we have enabled much more kids in Uganda to have some bit of help in different schools of Uganda. So this is something we feel proud of, and we continue to do the same.
Yeah, that's a lot to be proud of. I'm curious, how do you introduce your kids to golf? I mean, golf is, you know, once you give a child a club, they usually really enjoy chasing the ball. So when do you start them, and how do you introduce the child?
So our main target here, we target the kids of 4 yards, 22 yards, because we believe this is the age category which can be actually like trained and it excels in golf. Who can become golf professionals? If they don't become golf professionals, they can become anything they want in their future. So they can become environmentalists. They can become skills specialists. They can become engineers. They can become physicians. So we go and try to explain to parents why they should bring their kids into the game of golf. Because the first thing we have in Uganda and Africa is the fear. The golf is a game for the rich people. It's a game for corporate, a game for people who have got lots of money. It's a game for the old people. So once we explain the reasons why it is important for the kids to learn the game of golf and the opportunities golf can create for the young people, then we introduce the kids slowly into the game of golf. First of all, looking at a kid of 4 years, when he or she comes into the game of golf, it is quite like challenging for him to quickly adapt to the game of golf. But once the kid sees other kids playing, so they all try and play the game of golf, and they actually enjoy it. I've seen so many kids, 4 years, enjoying the game so well here.
Yeah, I met Isaiah through LinkedIn, and there are some really great photos on your page of the children having fun and holding the clubs, and it's great. What are your plans for the future?
So our plans for the future as Afria Golf Academy is to have like a golf school in Uganda and Africa, which can actually like bring kids together from different walks of life. So other than that, training the kids on the golf course, the kids can come and have like maybe a place where they can play all the time. Because what we are doing right now is that we have partnerships with the different golf clubs in Uganda, and we're trying to work with more golf clubs outside of Uganda. But once we partner with a club, we come and help the club establish a junior golf program. And Afria has already made partnership with other golf coaches who are within Uganda and beyond, who give the best skills of training the kids on how to become good golfers. So that's basically something we are doing. But in future, we need to have a proper golf school as Afria Golf Academy.
And when you say a proper golf school, Afria is a proper golf school. Do you have buildings? Do you need financial assistance?
Yes. So when you talk about a proper golf school, we mean this is a place whereby we have the building, we have a golf course, and we have a proper school whereby the kids can come and have all the learning, like how it's happening in other schools. So we have the normal learning in class, but other than that, we can have the time for playing on the golf course, on the kids' golf course.
Oh, I love it. So what your future dream is to combine the classroom skills of reading, writing, arithmetic, and then outside the classroom, the skills on the golf course.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's how we really want to have it done here in Uganda. And it will be the very first of its kind, of course, on the continent of Africa. No one is doing that. No one has done that. So we want to have that one happening. And by doing that, it will help us to bring more people into the game of golf. But of course, it will also create opportunities for the people in Africa to also go and showcase their talent outside there. Because if you look on PGA Tour right now or these big tours, you can only find maybe people from South Africa. And
yes,
if you look into South Africa, it has got actually like a half of the whole continent of Africa has got more than 800 golf courses, but half of that is found in South Africa. Uganda as a country has only got about 18 golf courses, but only 16 golf courses are active. So we really need to do a lot to grow the game of golf and make it more inclusive. And
yes, and make it more inclusive. Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, I love that you're on the right track, and we're going to have to stay in touch and find out how we can help. Isaiah, teach me how to say your last name.
Mwesige.
Isaiah Mwesige, founder of Afria Golf Academy in Uganda. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much for hosting me, Daniel Taka. It has been a great pleasure for me to be on this very podcast and speaking to millions and millions of people from all over the world. So looking forward to keeping in touch and sharing much more about the updates regarding Free Golf Academy development in Uganda.
Thank you. And as we say in Hawaii, aloha. We'll talk again.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Coming back with Ron Syrak after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club tip number 72. Don't throw your club over the fence. It slows down play. We'll be right back with Danielle Tucker in a few moments. Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID-compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor. Insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
So, how have your investments done lately?
Well, my house has certainly appreciated a lot in the last few years.
How do you invest in that?
I put a new Rainer garage door on last year, made it beautiful, and I know I'll get my money when I sell my home. According to all reports, garage doors rank as one of the best improvements for both selling your home faster and getting back your entire investment.
What about cost today?
Rainer doors have never been a better investment. My door is quieter, stronger, safer, and it transformed the look of my house. Better yet, I added value to my home at the same time, and with inflation the way it is, I know everything will be a lot more expensive next year. So now was the perfect time to buy a Rainer door.
Call Rainer now for your stunning new door. Visit HawaiiDoor.com or call 808-732-8860.
That's HawaiiDoor.com, 808-732-8860.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at SIPAC is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets. With the serenity that comes from having SIPAC watching your network and infrastructure, you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at cypac.com. That's CYPAC.com.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Ron Syrak, award-winning writer, Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism Award recipient, and LPGA Media Excellence Award. He's author with Vision 54, the trilogy Lynn Marriott and Pia Nielsen, the three wrote together. Play Your Best Golf Now is one of them. And he's also a member of the Western Pennsylvania Golf Association Hall of Fame. I can't do any more introductions, otherwise I'll run out of time. Ron, welcome into the clubhouse.
Danielle, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
It's always good having you. Okay, so AIG Women's Open. Boy, that was one rockin' tournament.
Yeah, you know, in a lot of ways, it was fitting that Buhai had to close by overcoming a triple bogey, overcoming a triple major championship winner in Inji Chun, and going four playoff holes because her career is nothing if not perseverance. You know, she burst on the scene 15 years ago, and it took, I remember an agent calling me 15 years ago and saying, hey, tomorrow this woman, 18-year-old from South Africa, Ashley Simon, who's won the South African Ladies Open three times, is turning pro. She's going to be the next big thing. Took her 15 years to get her first LPGA win, but she sure made it an important one.
Yes, and at Muirfield. You know, I mean, it was wonderful. And I was marveling at the stories I heard about the volunteers. You know, every tournament has to have volunteers. And many of them were like the members of Muirfield, like judges and very, very right honorables and very, very rich people. And they were holding the ropes to keep, you know, everybody in their place. There's just so many things that happened that last week, that last tournament, major tournament of the year, that I just found priceless. And I was on the edge of my seat watching Ashley Buhai pull it off. I was like, girl.
Yeah. I mean, you're absolutely right. Muirfield's one of the most exclusive courses, clubs in the world, really. And the fact that they just recently, within the last several years, opened their doors to women members, the fact that they hosted the AIG Women's Open there is a very powerful statement for inclusion in the game of golf. You know, and it shows that even some of the most private clubs are taking steps in the right direction to embrace the overall game. And that was I was there in 07 when the women played the Old Course at St. Andrews for the first time. And I loved seeing how the members were clearly touched to see these great players play in their golf course.
Oh.
You know, and it's almost, you can almost like read the thought bubbles over their head, like, why did we wait so long to let women in, you know? And now they realize that these are really talented people and fun to be around.
Yes, exactly. Energizers, real true energizers. Yep. You know, there have been headlines this week that I wish I'd never read, but there was this one that really made me smile and quite hopeful. And I was reading the USGA is spending millions to tackle sustainability issues, especially concerning water and the more efficient use of fertilizer and water. And that's, I don't know, $47 million, but millions of dollars.
And a lot of it is, this sort of brown is the new green campaign. It's really to make more efficient use of water, to realize that the courses don't have to always be lush green. They started at Pinehurst number two. They took 40 acres of rough off of that golf course because they were maintaining, they were spending money and spending water, more importantly, to keep rough alive. And they realized, let the rough go and let it go back to be the native area that it was. And it became this sandy soil, which is just as hard to play off of as rough. It also, by the way, speeds up pace of play because you're not spending a lot of time looking for your golf ball. It's sort of laying out there in the bare dirt somewhere. The USGA is really working to do scientific stuff to develop hardier grasses that need less water, but also to educate the public that your golf course can look the way that we saw St. Andrews look. You know,
yes.
It can look brown and still be a really fun, good golf course to play.
Yeah, and that's the whole point, right? We romanticize over, you know, all the European golf courses in particular in Scotland and England and Ireland, and they don't have sprinkler systems. Heavens, you know, that's way too much money. So speaking of interesting golf courses, there's a couple of things going on this week that I'm very excited about. One is Chambers Bay, where, of course, the U.S. Women's Amateur is being played. And the other one is probably, we should start with this, one of the best tournaments of the year is when men and women are playing on the same course, right? The ISPS Handa World Invitational presented by IVIV Clinics.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. ISPS Honda has been taking a leadership role in this. You know, that they've done some tournaments in other parts of the world, and now, and I was very happy to see the LPGA just is finishing up this week with this tournament in Northern Ireland is finishing up a 4-week stint through Europe. It went to France, Scotland, and now Northern Ireland. And coming back for the final third of the season, we'll kick off in Canada next week. But yes, again, this is another very positive statement that's being made about innovative formats for golf, and I do think that we are seeing and money is a big issue here because the men do play for so much more money than the women, and to create an event in which you can encourage men to play in the same fields with the women, you have to come up with money, and you have to come up with the people who are willing to play for a little bit less money than they're used to playing. But again, another step in the right direction for golf.
Right, absolutely, and it's particularly exciting for us in Hawaii because one of our own, Allison Corpus, is actually in the top 10 going into the final day tomorrow. And so, that makes it really cool. Very nice.
She's a fascinating player. You know, she is was 2-time All-American at USC. I believe I'm right on this. I think she broke Michelle Wee's record as the youngest person to qualify for the women's amateur public links. She was like 10 years and 3 months or something like that when she did it. But I was doing some research on her when I saw her name pop up in the leaderboard, and she's having a pretty solid rookie year right now. She's 61st on the money list. She picks up a nice check this week, and I think she's in really solid position to keep her card for next year. She's had a half dozen top 25 finishes. She finished 11th in the Mayer tournament. So she's played solidly. She's played well. It'd be nice to see her make a run at the victory tomorrow.
Yeah, it really would. And she was closer to the top. I mean, there's only 2 strokes between Amanda Doherty, 12 under, right?
Yep.
And Allison, 10 under. And with Emily Christine Pedersen and Maha Stark right there, and Georgia Hall and Peiyun Chen. It's a really cool leaderboard. The other tournament that's happening, Windy Chambers Bay. That Chambers Bay is an odd duck, the course.
It certainly is. I mean, it's one of those courses. It looks. I remember when the U.S. Open was there, and people thought the course was completely burnt out. And again, it's one of those things. They have fescue grass there. It's a lot like the grass that you see in Scotland. It's grass that's supposed to look yellow. You know, so it looks less green than we used to. But there's also the entire piece of property. There's one tree on it, so it's very very wide open. It plays humpy and bumpy and links-like. It was awarded a U.S. Open before the golf course was built. You know, the USGA, Mike Davis, who set up the courses for the USGA, went out there, saw the piece of property, and said, "Wow, this is a can't miss piece of property." And if you get a chance to watch some golf from there, it's a fun place to watch.
Yeah, I was there for the event, the U.S. Open. And gosh, they had a hard time with the greens just enjoy this place. You know, I'm sorry the greens aren't doing what you want them to do. Let's not pay that much attention to them. Windy day at Chambers Bay. So Annabelle Wilson is going up against Mary McKenna. Bailey Schumacher is going up against Amory Avery. I'm hoping that it's getting this right. And Saki Baba is the first player from Japan to reach the semifinals since Michiko Hattori in 1988. And Moné Chan didn't have a caddy through the round of 16, but opted to have her mother, Elena, on her bag. I thought that was fantastic. So we have right now Annabelle Wilson one up over Moné Chan. Did I read that correctly? Or is it Moné Chan up against one up through one over Annabelle Wilson, and Saki Baba, my computer's not telling me everything, is they still haven't teed off, according to my system, Bailey Schumacher. So we'll see what's going on there. Anything you can give us information on one of the contenders?
Not really, except the big picture thing that I want to say here is that one of the things that we're seeing in the amateurs for both the men's amateur and the women's amateur is how strong college golf has become. You know, that there are just so many of these good young players. I mean, the sort of the era of the career amateur is long gone for us now. You know, you're seeing a bunch of really young players out here, and you're realizing how talented they are. The other thing, every time I see match play, I just realize how much I love match play. In my mind, match play is pure golf. You know, you're playing a bunch of one hole matches against somebody else out there, and it's just a blast to watch.
Yeah, it is, and it's going to be fun to see it on television. Well, I thank you so much for being on the show. I love your insight. I thank you so much for taking the time. How was your round today?
It was fun. We the weather finally broke here on Cape Cod. It got below 90 today, so we're happy.
Yay! It's supposed to be 91 today here, so we're all kind of in the same boat. Spoke with someone from Florida earlier, and 90 is the temperature that we're all going for. Thanks, Ron.
Thanks for having me on. Talk to you down the road, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you to our sponsors. Our show, The Golf Club, is brought to you in part by Golf Zone Simulators. 5-time Golf Digest Award winners. Contact Dan. I mean, these simulators are amazing. They give you the feeling like you're absolutely on the golf course. As much as you want to have. It can be stationary. You can have movement. It's just amazing. So get in touch with Dan. Indoor Birdie Hawaii. His number is 635-3989. Of course, 808 before that. 805-3989. Aloha Power Equipment's mega store. Aloha Power Equipment has their new store on Alakava. If you haven't heard, it's awesome. It's got everything so that whatever you're looking for, whatever manufacturer you want, they have a section. You go straight to that section. They've got the riding mowers, the robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, you name it. It's Aloha Power Equipment. They're on Alakava next to Costco gas station. Cross Country Mortgage. We're going to talk to Derek again soon about all this, the mortgage, what's going on. Great customer service with Cross Country. They're your personal mortgage lender. They make sure their buyers are educated about what's going on when they're buying a home every step of the way. So you're not handed off to somebody. The person you meet is the person you'll have all the way through. Derek, 808-445-4038. MD Restoration, flood or fire disasters. Need help right away? MD Restoration is on it. Any time of the day or night, they'll do the cleanup, and later they can do the contracting work because they're licensed contractors. They can repair everything that was damaged. Rainer Garage Doors, indeed. Beautiful look, maximum security, quiet, safe. They'll add value to your home. 676-3667. Check them out at HawaiiDoor.com. We're so honored to have the support of the Aloha Section PGA. The best way to get good at this game is to learn from a PGA. It takes a lot of time and love of the game, love of teaching to be a PGA. Because they love the game and what they're doing, that's the person you want to get in touch with. Just call any golf course that's close to you. And SIPAC, indeed, SIPAC for cybersecurity for your company. You want to be in touch with the guys. They are an elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of security possible, and they are right here in Hawaii. That's CYPAC, 861-9595. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.